Welcome to David's Life and Observation with your host, David. And the reason for today's show is it's kind of a twofold show. The first part is my son turns two today. Very happy moment. Very happy about that. Second part of that is that due to a few corrupt police officers, a corrupt CPS investigator, and a judge who doesn't give a fuck about people, I won't be able to spend my son's second birthday with him. So let's just think about that for a second. Because of somebody else's lies and action, my life and the life of my son is forever affected. It's crazy to think that there are people so evil out there that they're willing to lie on official documents to prevent someone from being right and having rights. The most malicious organizations to date are integrated with our own government, Child Protective Services, law enforcement, judges, prosecutors. These people forever affect lives, but they don't care about you. They don't care about justice. They don't care about what is right. They honestly do not give a fuck about you, about what you want, about what you're about your goals, about your family. They don't care. They really don't even pretend to care anymore. Little challenge for people. Go down to your public official's office. Mayor, city hall, police department, sheriff's department, whatever have you. And try to do what you're lawfully allowed to do in that vicinity. Meaning, stand outside the building with your camera phone and record. Within minutes, sometimes within seconds, you will be told that you cannot do that. You will be told that you have to leave a building you pay for, by employees you pay to do a job. How incredible is that? So let's get a little bit more into the nitty-gritty of my case. I don't mind naming names. So there are two captains intimately involved in my case. And by captains, I mean military captains. Two bars in the Army, right? Captain Mitchell is one of those captains. She is a non-licensed therapist. Doesn't have her license. Still sees clients. She's doing her observation hours for her degree program. Under the guise of Captain Samuel. Captain Samuel is the other captain involved. Her name is plastered all over the documentation, even though she never once had a conversation with me or my wife. Not once. Didn't once verify information, didn't once ask, didn't care. Does not give a fuck. She works at Darnell Hospital on Fort Hood, on the third floor. Both of them do. Anyone out there in the ether, if you're military on Fort Hood or military in general, and you deal with these two captains that live under the guise of being a therapist, run as far as you can. Mental health therapists, mental health counselors, in the state of Texas at least, have way too much power to fuck with your life. Even someone who is not mentally unstable, even someone who is not their patient, they can fuck with you. They can put into motion events that will deny you your rights and get you your kids taken away. Officer Lizovich, Fort Hood Police Department. He doesn't give a shit about people's rights. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care to be a decent human being. He will illegally detain you. He will not get a warrant. He will demand things of you that violates your rights. He will lie on official documentation. Now let's move over to Copper's Cove PD. Officer Bartlett will lie on official documentation. He will lie. He will deny you your rights. He will work outside the law to get the result that his leadership tells him he needs. He does not have accountability for his actions. He will, and I believe this is true, he will kill you if it means getting a promotion, if it means saving his job, if it means doing what his leadership tells him to do, he will kill you. You could be unarmed and not committed a crime. He will murder you. He has no problems locking you in a cage. He has no empathy. He has no sympathy. He does not care about you, does not care about his community. It is clear he does not care about his community. He doesn't seek the truth. All he is an order taker. He is a stormtrooper. He is also SWAT. He will no-knock, kick down your door, and shoot you, and be okay if it was the wrong house. He is a violent person. He wants to attack you. He wants you to give him reason for violence. Officer Nunez is a piece of shit of the Copper's Cove Police Department. He will violate your rights. He doesn't care about your rights. He doesn't care about you. He will do an illegal search of your vehicle. He will put you in handcuffs. So will Officer Bartlett. He will put things in motion so your kids get taken away. The judge. The CPS judge. For Coryell County. She knows her name. I'm not going to mention it right now. But she does not give a shit about you, your kids, does not care about what the story is. All she cares about is reinforcing the unjustified removal of your children. Now let's go back over to CPS real quick. Okay. I've mentioned this gentleman before. He works at CPS, and he is a grade A piece of shit. He's an investigator. Okay? He will deny you your rights. Okay? Let me pull up his name real quick so everyone knows who he is. So this CPS investigator will not do an actual investigation. He will lie. He will remove your children without provocation. Pulling up his information real quick. Let's see. I think it's in this vehicle or this video. Oh, here he is. One second, folks. Oh, Mr. Garza. Yep, Mr. Garza is his name. That's right. So Mr. Garza, who works with the Copper's Cove Child Protective Services, will not do a full investigation. He will not care about the circumstances of the situation. He will lie to you and tell you you will get your kids back within the 48 hours or 72 hours of your detention. He is lying to you. My whole thing is if you ever have interactions with CPS and it looks like they're making a furtive movement for their waistband, if it looks like they have law enforcement with them, they intend to do something. They intend to invade your home and remove your children. Okay, you must at all costs defend yourself and your children. Do not cooperate with Child Protective Services. Now, after they remove your children, and you're already in the CPS situation, you are going to be put in a situation where you do have to comply, and you do have to listen, you have to do what they tell you to do. And or they hold your children hostage from you. They will do everything they can to keep your kids away from you for as long as it possibly takes for you to acquiesce to their demands. Wrong, right, or indifferent, they don't care. As long as they have your children in their custody, they are justified in their minds. Not even in the law, but that's what their mindset is. If you could do extreme violence enough to ensure that they don't remove your children and that law enforcement doesn't remove your children, then do so. Maximize the amount of damage. Save your family. Do what you have to do. Okay? I made a serious misstep on September 14th. Serious one. I didn't defend my rights vigilantly enough. I didn't defend my children vigilantly enough. And I am paying the toll for that. The cost is, I don't have my son for his second birthday. He has been removed by Child Protective Services and is with my aunt and uncle in Arlington. And due to work and due to mandatory counselings, I will miss celebrating his birthday today with him. You can't make up for lost time with children so small. You can't do it. There's no making up time. But what you can do, and what you should do, is maximize the amount of time those involved in your case are away from their families. And you can do this by litigation. You can do this by communicating with them vigilantly, harassing them to the point where they acquiesce to your demands. Stay on top of them. If something is wrong with your child, stay on top of them. Don't let them get away with anything. File complaints. Hold them accountable. You are a citizen of the United States of America. If they violate the law, detain them until they can be arrested. They are government officials, not gods. And I'm getting to the point, people are getting to the point, well, they are going to show law enforcement and government officials that they are not gods, that they do not rule. We, the people, rule them. We, the people, have the power to destroy them. They are a standing army and the enemy. They deserve to be destroyed. They deserve to be executed if they go so far as committing crimes against the people, which I believe they do on a daily basis. The only murderers that walk free, uninhibited in this world are law enforcement. They're not held accountable. They don't care. They will laugh in your face. They will ridicule you. They will put you in handcuffs for your words. They will put you in handcuffs for your civil rights when you stand up for them. They will put you in handcuffs for looking in their direction. They will point a weapon at you if they believe you have the capability to do them harm. So pretty much everyone. Do not trust law enforcement. Do not trust your government. Hold them accountable. Be vigilant in your investigations. Expose fraud. Expose tyranny. It is your obligation to do so. Because they have no qualms killing you. They have no qualms ripping your family apart. Doesn't matter if it's the holidays. It could be Christmas Day. And they will rip your family apart. They don't care. Their whole mission is to kill. Or lock you in a cage. Because that's what's profitable. The prison industry is a multi-billion dollar industry that we allow to happen under our noses, under our watch. There are good people in jail and prison. There are bad people holding them there. We allow prison guards to murder inmates. Wantonly. We allow law enforcement to murder citizens in the street or even their own apartments and walk free. We allow law enforcement to have 90 days at home while an investigation into their conduct is going on. You or I will not be given that kind of service. You and I will have a multi-million dollar bond and we'll be in a cage until trial. With a C student lawyer that they didn't give a shit about. Who has 72 other cases he's more concerned with. I am not celebrating my son's second birthday. It is painful. And for those who have dealt with Child Protective Services, who have dealt with lying public officials, and who have been in a cage, you will understand my sentiment here. You will understand what I'm saying. You'll understand the cold capacity of those who are in charge or who have been placed with a high amount of responsibility to the community. If you think you live in a free country, try to do something you're legally allowed to do where you're legally allowed to do it and see if you're free. See if you can make alterations to your property without being fined or disrupting city code. See if you could go off grid and live. I thought America was a land of the free. As a veteran, I am sickened every day. Every day. About the direction of our country. We live in a sad, sad state of affairs. We allow it to happen. For those of you out on the wire, for those of you out there in the world, listening, maybe one day listen, don't have a moment of hesitation like I did. Don't allow government officials to take your children, to put you in a cage, to put you in a hospital, to deny you your Second Amendment right. There are other officers that need to be mentioned in my my discourse that are to blame for the situation. My wife's chain of command. They specifically lied about being Judge Advocate General and lied about my military service record, which I'm able to produce at a moment's notice because I have my DD-214 on my phone. I have access to it whenever I need it. But her chain of command, my wife's chain of command, at all levels, from your sergeant first class, from your staff sergeants, all the way up to the commander, the brigade commander, or the battalion commander, actually, not brigade, but battalion commander, have lied, have tried to justify their actions, have tried to knowingly subvert the Constitution of the United States, a document they swore to uphold the laws and the rights of, and swore to defend. They deserve to sit in a cage for years because they've affected someone's life to the point where they have lost time with their kids. They have lied on official documentation. They have taken my wife's rank. They have made life miserable for her. They constantly persecute her. They say whatever it is they come to mind. They demonize her and me, my kids. They harass us. And they have no problems allowing lawless individuals to act on their behalf. They need to be held accountable. Fort Hood Base is the Army's worst base by far. There have been over 20 suicides on post this year. None of that's been reported to the media. There have been other shootings other than Major Hassan this year not being reported to the media. I would encourage any investigative reporter to come here and ask the hard questions. Get the information. It is your duty to keep the military, government, any government entity accountable. If you're a soldier and you're on Fort Hood, think about your leadership. Think about what you witness on a daily basis. Think about how you're treated and others are treated. Think about how you treat others and what you say and what you get away with. If you're a good soldier, you're a leader of men and women. You lead from the front. You take action. You do what is necessary to protect the Constitution, to protect your soldiers, and keep them safe. But you have to play within a certain set of rules and the law. Even soldiers aren't above the law, and they need to be held accountable. I encourage you to go to YouTube and type in Copper's Cove PD, violated rights. Watch the videos. I would encourage you that every time you have an interaction with law enforcement to record. I would encourage you to every time you have an interaction with law enforcement that you have a plan of attack. Because they will attack you. They will do you harm. They are not here to protect you or anyone else but themselves. They have made it clear that their safety, above all, subverts rights. They don't care about your safety. The only safety that matters to them is themselves. They are a terrorist organization. And we pay them an extortion rate. We pay them to violate our rights, to steal from us, to extort us, to beat us, to lie to us, and a lie about us. We have gotten to the point in our human evolution in America that we no longer are afraid of calling a spade a spade. Now we need to get to the point in our evolution as Americans where we take back our power, remove violently if we have to, public officials that aren't doing their job, that aren't being held accountable, that aren't doing right by you. I say this with the most sincerity. Public officials that don't give a shit about you, that hold you and your money and your family hostage every day for their slave wages, or for their master wages, I should say, and their bad contracts and their bad deals, deserve to be routed. The NYPD is one of the biggest criminal gangs in the United States. They need to be violently routed. The law enforcement community at large, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all of them are government entities. They need to be violently routed. They need to be invaded by we the people and inspected thoroughly. They don't have your interests at heart. They will kill you. They will disrupt everything going on in foreign governments to have power. They will lie and expound propaganda. If you think fascism died with the Nazis, you're wrong. It is worse now in America than it ever was under Adolf's rule. We had a small glimpse of the Gestapo. Small glimpse of the SS. Small glimpse of how fascism in its extreme will look like. And we have it today. We have a militarized police, a standing army, ready and willing to kill you, shoot you, deny you your rights, spit on you if they have to, break your bones, take your money, take your resources, invade your homes with no recourse or repercussion. So I say again, violently resist. Go to protests armed. Peaceful protests are very peaceful when everyone's armed. Because the cops will be absolutely afraid to fuck with you. And they should be. Any law enforcement that believes that they can walk into somebody's house because someone else called about their welfare and deny them their rights deserve to be shot by that citizen. Deserve to be murdered in defense of that person's home and liberties. Mental health counselors that violate the law, that violate knowingly violate your civil rights, deserve to be arrested and put in a cage for the rest of their life. Don't let them fuck with you. We need to be free citizens. We need to resist government tyranny. We need to keep our own accountable. We need to keep everyone accountable. If you want to be a shitbag, you deserve to be held to account. And this is civilian side. If you're a civilian and you want to be a shitty shitbag and not listen to people and operate within the Constitution, then yeah, you deserve to be put in a cage. But let's talk about common sense law. If you didn't murder anyone, if you didn't deny someone their rights, if you didn't steal, if you smoked a plant for crying out loud, if you jaywalked, so fucking what? We need to take back our power. We need to stop preventing situations where kids are not having both parents in the home because of lying, deceitful, hateful government officials. That absolutely needs to be put to a stop. Violently if we have to. Why do we need to see more young men and women, people of color, anybody, murdered by law enforcement? And then those motherfuckers are allowed to walk free. Why is that a thing still? Why is that allowed in our society? Why do we allow government officials to tell us where we can and cannot stand, what we can and cannot do? We are the people. We run the show. Fuck them. We pay them. They are our employees. We have rights in this country. We need to take back those rights, take back our balls, take back our inner fortitude, like the Bundys at Bundy Ranch, and fight back. And be adamant about our rights, be adamant about our position in the world. Because the only one that's going to deny you your dreams, other than you and your shortcomings, will be the government. They will ruin lives. They are currently ruining lives all over the world. What makes you think your life is valuable? What makes you think you matter to them? You don't. If you want to stop being cattle, stop acting like cattle. I would encourage everyone to listen to the Great Dictator speech, Charlie Chaplin. And that's my piece for today. Thank you for tuning in to David's Life and Observation. Yes, I have become a little bit more militant in my mindset when in regards to law enforcement and public officials. But that's okay. In the land of the free, you can have an opinion. You can have a position in the world. It's okay. Remember, you have a First Amendment right. This is not hate speech. This is speech dedicated to the redress of our government officials. This is speech dedicated to the rights of the American people. This is speech dedicated to our forefathers and the great nation they bestowed upon us. Just remember what that American flag stands for. The real American flag. Not the thin blue line flag, not the thin red flag, thin red line flag, whatever the fuck those are. The real flag. The United States of America. Thank you.